for our devotional, though, we're going to look at the passage that we're going to come from is 2 Samuel chapter 17. So if you will turn with me to 2 Samuel chapter 17, and we'll read that a few verses from that in a little bit. One of the things that we often say, and we should say, is that, you know, the world is more than just things. Some people are so materially minded that they can't see much beyond what's in front of them. And that is a shame. They don't see what is invisible. Now, I say that somewhat tongue-in-cheek, because we technically can't see what's invisible either, but we do have faith in things that are invisible. Remember, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. That is what faith is. We don't want to fall into the sin of materialism. You know, and materialism is where we end up loving things often at the expense of things that are much more important, like our souls, like God himself. And we certainly don't want to end up in that boat. You know, we tend to focus on what we can see. Very often, people often focus on what they can see and the value that it has, either intrinsically or extrinsically through sentimental value that some things have. But, you know, we can't ignore material things either. You know, especially in times like this, how many of you have tried to, I'm going to bring up the toilet paper thing again, and some other things that have been bought up in some of the stores. Sometimes it's hard to find them in the current climate that we have now. So we do need some of these material things, and often they give us comfort. Especially when such things are given as gifts. You know, my wife thinks of herself as a giver, wanting to give the most perfect gift for a particular situation, to a particular person. And when she can't, she hates it when she can't think of just the right thing to give someone, but she loves it when she can. Looking at 2 Samuel chapter 17, perhaps David's lowest point shows this idea of having comfort in things that we have, in material things. His lowest point, in my opinion, is right here in the passages surrounding 2 Samuel 17. It's when he is driven from his throne by his son Absalom. You know, his own flesh and blood was behind a coup that would overthrow David, or it had the potential for doing so. You know, David had several low points in his history, but to go from being king to being a fugitive in exile ranks, I believe, as one of the lowest, perhaps the lowest. The Psalms reveal how he felt at times because of this betrayal. So many turned against him, not just his son. In fact, I believe if we look at Psalm 55, talks about this kind of betrayal. One of his closest advisors, I think, betrayed him here, and I think this is what this psalm is talking about. Psalm 55, and we'll look at verses 12 through 14. For it is not an enemy who reproaches me, then I could bear it, nor is it one who hates me who has exalted himself against me, then I could hide from him. But it was you, a man my equal, my companion and my acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked to the house of God in the throng. You know, some people think that this is talking about Absalom, and I don't think that's the case, particularly since David didn't want Absalom to be killed. And we see in verse 15, let death seize him. So I think this is talking about his advisor, his closest advisor, Ahithophel. Whatever the case, David was certainly brought low. At this time of betrayal, though, there was a silver lining. He was helped by many people. Among his helpers were Shobai, an Ammonite, Machir and Barzillai. They were people from the tribes of Israel who are on the other side of the Jordan. And let's take a look at that. 2 Samuel chapter 17, verses 27 through 29. Now it happened, when David had come to Mahanaim, that Shobai the son of Nahash from Rabbah of the people of Ammon, Machir the son of Amiel from Lo-Debar, and Barzillai the Gileadite from Rogelim, brought beds and basins, earthen vessels and wheat, barley and flour, parched grain and beans, lentils and parched seeds, honey and curds, sheep and cheese of the herd, for David and the people who were with him to eat. For they said, the people are hungry and weary and thirsty in the wilderness. Not only food did he bring, but we know brought beds and basins and earthen vessels and things of that nature to help the people, to help David and his men. They brought these supplies to help David at this point in his journey. Now, David, because of what has gone on here, he now knows who his true friends are, those who would help him out in this crisis. Do you ever, some people like to rank their friends sometimes, and one of the rankings is a friend who will help you move. So this is the kind of friend that Barzillai and Machir and Shobai were. These were friends that would help you move. These would help you in a crisis. They were willing to help when the chips were down, unlike many others. You know, it doesn't say the comfort that David received in getting these particular gifts, but I'm sure that he felt that way. You know, I'm reminded of the final scene in that old movie, It's a Wonderful Life. It's such a heartwarming and beautiful movie. You know, George Bailey, at some point, he thinks he's lost it all. He's lost a good sum of money, and he needs to pay some bills and pay people back. And he's despairing of his life. He has an experience that makes him realize that he deserves to be here, that he has done much good in the world, much more good than harm. But he's still thinking that all is lost. And when he returns home, all the goodwill that he had built up over the years, culminating in his friends and the townspeople essentially bailing him out, giving him all sorts of money and other things to help him to overcome this financial situation that he finds himself in. You know, they gave him so much. Why? Because they gave him because he gave so much in return. David, too, likely felt the love and comfort that the supplies that Shobai, Machir, and Barzillai had given him, the comfort that these were meant to convey, the love and the comfort. He needed these things. And he was so grateful to receive them. We see just how grateful by what he was willing to offer Barzillai and his family later on. We see in chapter 19 some of the things that he offered Barzillai, and even into after Barzillai passed away, David was about to pass away. In 1 Kings chapter 2, we can see that David wants to continue taking care of his family because of his good deed. David was very grateful for what he had done. Let us be like Shobai. Let us be like Machir and Barzillai to those who are in trouble. You know, we can't help everyone with everything. And we do have to use wisdom in what we do give people. There are some situations where it just wouldn't be wise. But in most situations, we can do something. We can help in many ways in this time of pandemic, showing our love and comfort as best as we can. You know, and unfortunately, we are hindered from helping in all the ways that we like by the stay-at-home orders that North Carolina is in, and South Carolina just got one too. But, you know, there are ways to do this. You know, I don't know who all are at low points during this time. And in fact, we probably all are suffering low points right now. You know, I doubt that we're all suffering our lowest point, or very many of us are suffering our lowest point, like David was in this situation, but who knows? I don't know what you're going through. Maybe you are suffering through your lowest point. But take comfort in the gospel of Christ and in the salvation of your soul. If you're a faithful Christian, take comfort in that. And for the rest of us, let us help those who have been brought low and lift them up as best as we can. You know, and this can be done in many ways, but as is the focus of this lesson, it can be done with material things. Notes of encouragement or other things and supplies that are needed. You know, I mentioned in the daily video today that Letha sent a beautiful card to my family and me, and it was so touching and so grateful for it, and I thank her again for it. Helped lift me up during this difficult time. Other people are offering supplies here and there. If they make a run to the grocery store, you know, offer, hey, do you need anything? Do you need anything? You know, things like that. It's a great thing for people to do. This evening, will you be willing to help those in need? You know, the greatest need that we all have isn't toilet paper, isn't hand sanitizer, it isn't soap. It's salvation. It's the blood of Christ. Will you obey the gospel today? That's the greatest need that we have, is to have access to the blood of Jesus Christ. Will you be willing to obey the gospel so that you can have access to that? You can do that by believing that Jesus is the Son of God, by turning away from your sins, repenting of them, turning away, living you can't live a perfect life. You can do your best, but you can't. But turning away from sin, recognizing that certain actions that you are engaged in are wrong, and turning from them. You can confess the name of Jesus Christ. Let other people know about your faith in Him. And then finally be baptized for the remission of your sins. I know in this time of pandemic, as I said again, you know, it's difficult for us to get together. But if you need to be baptized, like I said on Sunday, if that is a need that you have, if you need to be part of Christ, be part of His church, if you need to have your sins washed away, we can make that happen. And if you're far away, we can contact someone to help you with that. At the same time, if you've already done these things and you've found yourself far from God, you know, He isn't far from any of us. We see that in Acts chapter 17. If we're far from Him, it's because we walked away. If you want to walk back to Him, you have a chance to do that as well. Let it be known. There'll be some instructions on the screen and how you can respond to this invitation. And I encourage you to do so if you have that need. Please, let your needs be known as we sing this song.